All right, visiting now with head coach of the Arcadia Loup City Rebels, and that's Mike Scott. Mike, thanks so much for taking time to join us. And, man, here we are. It's time for football again. I assume you're ready, huh?
Well, give us a couple more days. We're not quite ready yet, but, yeah, we're getting close.
Well, yeah, I guess I didn't necessarily mean you're ready to play a game quite yet, but I'm sure that you and the kids are excited about the season ahead. I know that last year, of course, your team was making the transition from 11-man to 8-man, competing in D1 a year ago. Kind of an up-and-down year at times for your team, but at the end you had a team that made it to the state quarterfinals, and I assume that some of that success has created some excitement and motivation for you going into this season.
Well, yeah, you know, it took us a while to transition to the speed of the game. I think that was the biggest thing. And then, you know, we come off a pretty good season. I think, you know, we might have went into the season just a little bit overconfident. I know this year we've approached this at a completely different angle. We're working hard, and we're not taking anything for granted. Kids are excited. We've probably got one of the more positive, motivated groups that I've been around in a while. And right now, if we keep improving it the way that we are right now, I feel pretty good about the season.
Coach, I know that the summer with weight training, summer camps, things like that, can have a big impact on being ready for fall camp. Just talk about some of the things that were done by your team during the summer.
Well, this is probably the best output we've ever had as far as a complete team and spending time in the weight room. It's been something that we've maybe just kind of took for granted in the past. You know, strength, we might have just kind of thought we were strong enough before. I think last year we kind of got our eyes open to what we need to be. So I think the weight room aspect really helped us out. We went to a couple camps this year and did really good at both of those. We went to the UNK camp and we come away as the winner of that camp. And then we went down to an Epic camp and we won that one too. And so we got a lot of positive things coming off in the off season, but just like anybody else, you know, we've still got to reload and start when the season starts and make sure we pick up with the positives that we took from there and just keep expanding on them.
Mike, I remember visiting with you some last season, especially in the early part of the year, and you were talking about building on your conditioning at the early part of last season. Do you feel better about that coming into this season?
Well, we're definitely approaching it a lot different this year. You know, that 11-man conditioning is considerably different than 8-man. We've done a whole lot more running in preseason than we have in the past. And the kids seem like they're in good shape, but, you know, we'll never really know until we're tested. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been going back and watching some film from last year, and it was blatantly obvious that we were not in any sort of game shape by that first game. And the coaching staff this year has got that as a main point that we're not going to allow that to happen again.
Coach, let's get to know your team a little bit this year. How many kids do you have out for the Rebels this year?
I believe we've got 35 this year right now.
I know that depth is something that lots of times gets built through the season, but do you feel good maybe about the depth coming in, or will that be something that will need to be built as the year progresses?
Well, I think we're pretty solid right now in depth. We're about two people at every position, with the exception, you know, we could probably use another quarterback. What team couldn't? Mm-hmm. But as far as offensive linemen, I think we're our interior line. We're about five guys, pretty solid right now. And you know, our ends, we're four deep there. Our backs, we're four deep. So we're offensively wise, we're very good. Defensively, we feel that we can rotate a lot of different personnel in and out and really not lose a step. Now, a lot of these younger guys, well, I shouldn't say younger, juniors this year, we've got a big group junior class. They've really set the stage for themselves over the years and working hard in practice. And they're really going to be a big impact for us as far as not only starters but guys that we're going to have coming off the bench and giving us a lot of good minutes.
Coach, you have a really good core of guys coming back that were certainly instrumental in your success from a year ago. The running back position certainly looks strong. We know about Caden Cusick and the great season he had a year ago. I know when I was covering a couple of your games, one of the kids jumped out at me was a kid that helped lead the way for him, and that was Jared Larchuk. You have him coming back. Just talk about these core guys that you have coming back and the type of leadership that they will bring to the team.
Well, unfortunately, we will not have Jared Larchuk on team this year. He decided that he was going to go a different direction this season, unfortunately for us. But we had a lot of kids that played last year that really stepped up. Logan Gregory played a lot of minutes last year and is really showing some good things. Jaden Scott's doing a great job both offensively and defensively. Tryon Calrose is going to spell Caden Kusick a lot. We're going to have a quality backfield and quality guys that can come in and spell minutes for our starters. I would say right now we've got as good a backfield and second backfield as most guys have for their first team.
Mike, defensively, I know that your linebackers kind of help lead the way for you defensively. You got a couple of tackling machines back there. But as you think about the defensive side of the ball, where do you think your strength will lie there?
Well, I think we saw a lot of progression, especially in the summer camps with our defensive line. we've got a guy named Gus Decker who's played for us a couple years but really has come into his own this year. He come down to camp and has really exploded as a defensive end. He's done some stuff that is going to cause a lot of tight end fits. He's strong and fast, and he's about 250 pounds and moves as well as backs. Jaden Kalinowski will fill the other side over there, and he's just been waiting. He's been awful good over these years, but we've always just saved him for offense, and he's just been waiting for his time, and I think he's going to book in that other side just about as good as anybody. And then, of course, when you put Jacob Jurabic in the middle, that always draws a lot of attention. And then we spell him with Logan Gregory, with a little guy that can go by just about anybody. It's a recipe for an awful good front, and we're really hoping some good things from him. Like you said, our linebacker core is about as solid as you can get in D. And then our defensive backs are going to be some of the fastest guys around. So we feel our defense is solid, yet to be seen, of course. But we've got a lot of faith in what we think that they can do.
Well, Coach, we can't wait to watch your team through the season, and we always appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best in 2019.
Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
That's Head Coach Mike Scott joining us on Central Nebraska's Sports Source.